or your money back.
FAA takes control, fires two air traffic controllers for sleeping on the job, and issues some new flight rules. In the meantime, speaking of flying someplace, Janet Napolitano in Homeland Security has come up with a different way to let us know there could be a terrorist threat at our nation's airports. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Stay with us as we zig and zag through this hour all over the place. It's like a pinball machine going off by itself. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to have fun. We're heading into the weekend. I promise we're going to lighten the load. It's not all about venting here on America Tonight. There are some other things that we could talk about. Although at the top, we are going to vent. We're going to vent. How about this? The U.S. is going to pony up some money to Libya. But who are they giving the money to? Well, certainly not Muammar Gaddafi. We've already given him tons of money. He's got that tied up in our banks that we supposedly have frozen. Oh, and then the other banks where he probably got some of it out. But we're giving the money this time to the rebels in non-lethal assistance. That's what's been attached to this money. So what does that mean? Tents, boots, all that kind of stuff. Not missiles. Just not missiles. So do we have a blank check that we hand over? The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, talked about that, talked about its aid to support the civilians in the areas that are under threat of being attacked by that madman Gaddafi. She didn't call him a madman. She just had a threat of being attacked by their own government. And whatever it is that they needed in that humanitarian sense, medical supplies, uniforms, boots, tents, protective kind of stuff that you would wear, radios, meals, and the challah meal. She was specific about that, which means they're prepared according to Islamic tradition. Most of the stuff they're getting is supposed to come from the Pentagon stocks, supposedly. Supposedly. And the State Department says there's an urgency in providing these commodities. All right, in the meantime, and I don't know that I do not agree with this Libyan situation. We shouldn't be in the middle of this. It's a stalemate. It's going nowhere fast. And helping the rebels. Who are the rebels? What government are we supporting? The government that could be the government of a ragtag team of rebels? Who are they? That's my biggest question. It could be anyone. Yes, we know there's a thread to people just pushing back against Gaddafi, certainly. But there's no specific leader, let's say, that's involved. So if the United States is there, what's the reason? Just humanitarian. That's what it is. Just humanitarian. Nothing else. That's the only reason we're there. What about Syria? Oh, we've said no. We're not getting involved in Syria. And Syria, the people there are very upset. They're in the streets screaming, yelling, all that kind of stuff. And people are getting killed. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? It's a theme that's very popular in the Middle East now. So 21 pro-democracy protesters, it could be more, it could be less, have been killed this week, supposedly. You have plainclothes security types with AK-47s walking around the streets. The people who live there expect attacks from the gunmen loyal to the president. And they've organized some unarmed groups in their own neighborhoods to try to combat what's happening. It's very, very tense. There are strikes all over the place. That's the thing. OMS is where this is happening, by the way. So the United States tentatively joined a Western drive to rehabilitate Assad after Obama became president. He is the president of Syria, by the way, while maintaining criticism of that country's human rights record.
It must cease the violence and begin a serious political process. We strongly condemn the ongoing violence committed against peaceful protesters by the Syrian government.
All right, so that's Clinton. Mrs. Clinton has spoken. And what is the deal with Syria? Syria is involved in a couple of Middle East conflicts. And Assad is backed by his family and the security basically in place. They're saying he is Syria's absolute ruler. And this would have a big effect across the Arab world, and especially with Iran. But the numbers of people that are out there, it's crazy. And Assad has tried to appease the crowds who want him gone by ordering his cabinet to pass a law lifting 48 years of emergency rule, but the opposition says the move, which the cabinet approved on Tuesday, is not going to stop the people. It's not going to stop them. But we're not doing anything in Syria. And so now here we go again. The U.S. in the middle of this, if everything that's happening in the Middle East, can we afford to be involved in all of this stuff? I mean, the Middle East is exploding. And you know why? Because the people there are tired of being oppressed. That's what I think. And the poverty by their governments, where these guys are getting rich, well, rich beyond belief, with a fleet of however many cars, with a family that just take positions in their government. It's off the charts. I mean, it's off the charts. That's why this is what's happening, because there's an uprising. They're tired of it. That's what it's about, period. And now Syria, which we knew was going to happen, Syria is also in that same situation. So I guess the people in Syria are hoping they'll be rescued by a UN resolution too, just like Libya. And then what? We're pressured and we're in the middle of that as well. With all of the hundreds of years in sorting this stuff out, the U.S. has no place in the middle of this one. No place. It is costing a bunch of money. Costing a bunch of money. And you think of all the other things that that money could be earmarked for. Whatever, with the humanitarian reasons that were there. I don't think so. Sounds good. It's a good way to sell it. But I'm not believing it. Call me cynical, but I think they're full of it. You might have a different point of view on this one. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Stay with us more. Plus, we're going to sneak in some odds and ends more on the situation in the Middle East. Also coming up, we can count and a few other surprises. Hang with us.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? The stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237. Extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love.
See, of protests exploding in Syria's largest city. This is your tax dollars. This is why, if you're listening to me in Florida or Illinois or Connecticut or Vermont or Missouri, anywhere, pick a place, Texas, this is why you should care and say, why is Kate talking about the Middle East again? Because it affects us. It is draining our coffers and my patients, maybe yours. Plus, I'm concerned about more of our guys losing their lives in an unending cause, an unending string of invasions or sort of invasions, or we're just there to support whatever. If we're in the middle of the fire zones, of the hot zones, we're in it. So now, huge protests in Syria, problems in Libya, and the UN Security Council struggling, trying to agree on what to do in Yemen, because there's problems there, too. I don't always agree with Roger Madden's take, but I think I agree with him on this one. When is it right, or when should we invade?
There are two components to every question concerning foreign policy when it comes to whether this country should intervene. Does the country have nuclear weapons, and is it our ally? This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. From the moment Barack Obama entered upon the political scene right into his presidency, he fiercely criticized George W. Bush's foreign policy in regard to Afghanistan and Iraq, arguing that these interventions were unnecessarily preemptive. However, when it came to the Libyan conflict, he did not hesitate to have America intervene in its civil war while failing to explain why why we were not also intervening in what can only be considered the civil wars of Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Jordan. The answer is simple. These four countries are our allies. For example, one could easily ask, why hadn't we intervened in the Russia-Chechnya civil war, or for that matter, the uprisings in China? Better yet, why did President Obama slink away from confronting Iran during last year's June uprising? Russia and China are hardly our allies, but Russia and China have nuclear weapons. As for our enemy, Iran, it may already have them. So now we know that Barack Obama has finally learned what George W. Bush seemed to have known all along. Don't pick on somebody your own size. Do you think President Obama might say, I'm sorry, George, don't bet on it. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Ooh, a lot of people are making those comparisons. Hey, let's head out to Rick in Illinois. You're on America Tonight. Yo, Rick, what's shaking?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yo, what's been that aid? That's been that aid here in America while those tornadoes tore through them states, planting people's homes, flipped the trailers over, and that's where we need to spend that aid at, not over there.
Right, because now you have the response, the FEMA response, the what happens, the governor's declaring a state of emergency, the poor people in North Carolina, 20-some people dead. So many tornadoes cropped up, almost 300 really were sighted. That's a crazy amount in 14 different states, yeah.
Yeah, if they want to spend that $8 million, they spend it right here in America. Don't worry about Libya. What are you going to stop at over there? You're going to go to Yemen and Bahrain and Saudi Arabia and all of them. So
right, that's the problem. Sand. Spin the wheel of fortune in the Middle East and decide when's enough enough. And too bad for the, you know, hey, too bad Yemen, too bad Syria that you didn't have this happen first because we might have helped you out, but now we can't do it. So we've already spent our cash on these other countries in the Middle East. We got nothing left.
Yep. The only list, let them fight themselves.
They yep.
Appreciate it better when they do something for themselves. You know, bring our troops home and worry about America, not the other countries. Is it Donald Trump for real or are you just goofing off?
No, I think he's for real. I've said a couple weeks ago, I know someone that works for Trump and loves the guy. I mean, just loves Trump because he says he's so blunt. And he works down the line for him. He's not somebody that sees him every day, but he works for him. And says this is a serious thing that I kept saying, you know, come on, this is a publicity stunt. You know, this is why he's doing it for his show, Celebrity Apprentice, and why not get the ratings? That's the whole deal. But I think it's for real. I think it's for real, and I think it's I can't believe it. Why does Donald Trump really want to do this? And is he electable? Because now what's going to happen with Trump is he's got to answer some pretty tough questions. We talked to Stephen Shohat, our pal in Hollywood, and he brought up an interesting topic. Schwarzenegger gets in as governor of California, but he stepped into a mess with the whole Gray Davis thing. So he slid in there within a 2-month period. Remember, he went on Jay Leno and said, I'm announcing that I want to be the governor of California. Got a whole bunch of publicity because he was famous and everybody knew him. And boom, he was in the presidential situation. There's more time. Plus, he's going to have to answer some sticky questions that he has to. He can't hedge on them. He's going to have debates and answer specifics. So he'd have to be really armed, not just attack Obama. He'd have to have some plans that make sense.
I was going to say, he's got to have some ideals of his own.
Yeah, some ideas of his own, yeah.
Birth certificate, you know, that don't matter. That's nonsense. But, you know, what's he going to do for the country, not just blast Obama about everything? He's got some plans himself, what he wants to do. I think he's just joking around, really, just trying to get a TV show, get people to watch it.
Well, we'll see if he gets any traction. But does he really want this? I mean, does he want to be president versus what he's doing now? He can do what he wants, when he wants to do it, wherever he wants to do it. He has estates in Florida, a big estate in Florida. He's got, I mean, would be the president and not have that freedom? And then plus...
Yeah.
I don't care who you are as president, you have to fend for yourself, basically. You have to have a thick, very thick hide because people are going to attack you no matter what you do.
Yeah, and then has to open up his financial records,
yes,
too, you know.
Yeah, let's see those. How many times the bankruptcy in the business? How much is he really personally worth? And he's going to have to, especially if he's, like you say, if he's just attacking Obama, and a lot of it is over the birth certificate and not disclosing things, not being transparent, then he's going to have to be very transparent.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's just clowning around myself.
Clowning. I'm clowning. Yeah. I want to be president. You know, He could be, because they're not anybody that, even though I know somebody pretty well that works for him, he's telling me things, but who knows what he really knows too, I guess, because he's the only one who really knows would be inside his family, I think. If it's just one big thing he's doing, he's trying to not have that out there. He's trying to make it a little more serious. But I think he is serious. I think that, you know, it's an ego thing. All of a sudden you start going down that road and people start saying you'd be great. Next thing you know, boom, you'd be great. Turns into, wow, I'm really running.
Yeah. So what's the inside story on the NFL?
NFL, 40 days the NFL has been out with this lockout. The mediation is over with in Minnesota. They haven't determined anything. It's going to be weeks before they come back. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, swears, they released the schedules yesterday, swears that they're going to have a season in September. Boom, the games are going to be there. But I say no. The longer that they don't come to an agreement, you're not in training camp, these guys aren't ready, then if anything, you're going to lose a few games for sure. I hear that there's no movement because the owners don't want to divvy up that revenue, the $9 billion in revenue, in any different way. They want to play 18 games. They want the players to concede that. And they don't want to really give up more when it comes to another big push is helping the players who are injured, because half the time these players get out of the NFL and they're like cripples. Crippled. They're crippled with. It's very sad. I've talked to many, many former players, and it's a weird thing to say, but as a fan of the great game of football, people that I can remember as a young girl seeing them, Rick, and seeing them hobbled just breaks my heart, especially when they have nothing, when they've given everything to the game, and the NFL doesn't care. They just throw them out on the show. Okay. Well, you know, there's no more money left for your operations you need, or your brain is ruined. It's terrible.
Yeah, I see a picture of Roger Staubach's hand, and it's just like somebody just took a mallet and just beat it everywhere. It's just horrible looking.
Of Roger?
His hand.
You know what, that's true. But one thing about Roger is mentally he is totally there. He didn't have a lot of concussions. Not like Troy Aikman, who had a bunch of concussions, and a bunch of other players you could mention, like Merrill Hodge had a bunch of concussions, and several other guys, linemen and whatnot. Very, very scary what happens to them after their career is over. We Can Count, coming up next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Have you ever thought about ditching your landline? You don't want to pay that $30, $40, $50 anymore. Some of your friends go cell phone only. That's topping we can count. So check it out. I happen to see this story that the highest proportion of wireless-only households are Arkansas and Mississippi. How crazy is that? I wouldn't really think of them as high-tech areas. I would think of New York, Chicago, big cities within Illinois and within New York. But that's the deal. Arkansas and Mississippi. Right now, those are the two areas that are battling it out for the right to say that they lead at 35, just over 35%. And that's the, they don't have the landlines. 35% each. They saw a huge growth in that area. If you were selling cell phones, you'd love living there. 15% from January of 07 to June of 2010. The lowest wireless-only rates were found in New Jersey and Rhode Island. 13% June of 2010. I can believe that. So it does ask the question. It's probably about the economics of it. Because why are you paying that extra money? Let's say you're paying $40. Well, add it up in a year, or $50. What are you doing with that landline? As I say this out loud, I'm thinking to myself, I have a landline that I never use. Nobody even calls me on it, except for telemarketers or wrong numbers or whatever. Why do I have to have a landline? Why ask why? There's something about the security of it for some, but, you know, if your battery's dead or whatever. What's interesting is the statistics didn't come from one of the cell phone companies or somebody else that was compiling information when it came to phones and communication and whatever. Actually, the new research came from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They say nearly one-fourth of all U.S. households use wireless phones. And the reason they're coming out with that is because, remember, when they're talking about being on the phone and using the phone, that using these telecom stats, they say it's the sampling of the population. The concern is what damage is being done by the use of wireless phones only. Remember, we've seen some of the statistics on that, and it's not really hardcore proof, like it be with what the damage is you're doing. It's just that there's been some suggestions that you don't want to keep using just wireless, holding it up to your ear. What are you doing ultimately to your health? So it's crazy. Here's some other fun numbers to throw in. Minnesota, the Twin Cities, had the lowest reliable estimate of landline-only homes, 5.7%. South Dakota, the highest rate, 50.8% of landline-only households. Yeah. Santa Clara County, California, the lowest U.S. rate of landline-only households, 0.6%. Not shocking. That's that tech quarter you're talking about up there by San Francisco. Central and northern New Mexico counties had the highest rate of households with no phone service, 4.5%. Wouldn't you love to have no phone service? I just don't want to deal with anyone. Forget it. No phone service. All right, so we move from that to, what if you're on an island? Would you be able to have any kind of phone service? I read this story with Earth Day coming up. It's just kind of interesting. Do you know that there are 657 more barrier islands than originally was thought? This is according to the new global survey that was put together from Duke University and Meredith College, both in Raleigh. They identified a total of 2,149 barrier islands worldwide. How did they do it? Well, think about it. How do you find the islands? Satellite images, topographical maps, navigational charts, naturally. And barrier islands form a chain usually of low, narrow offshore deposits of sediment, sand, that kind of stuff. They run near the coast, but they're separated by the bays. You see lagoons, estuaries, that kind of thing. I think they're pretty cool, actually. Myself, I've been around a lot of barrier islands in California. Even when we recently were in Mississippi at the tail end of last year, in New Jersey, in the Jersey Shore, I've been to barrier islands, and kind of cool what they do. But now they're saying 657 more. I don't know. I think that's kind of neat, sort of, right? What's going on with oil? Barrel of crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Why do you care when you hear that price every once in a while thrown out? Well, the reason you care, I've said this before, I'll say it again, is because of what you're paying at the pump. We keep hearing these threats that gas could go up to $6. I filled up the other day, and it was $3.99 for regular, for a gallon. And my car is I have a Honda Civic. It gets pretty decent gas mileage, but well over $40 to fill that sucker up. $40. Yeah. You know, I was thinking back in my head, geez, wasn't it a couple of years ago, it seems, that I was talking about paying two and change, and now I'm paying almost $4, really essentially $4. How long until it hits that $5 mark? So a barrel of oil jumped up $3 on Wednesday. It's now above $111. So, of course, the dollar's weakened, and crude supplies fell a little bit last week. Where are we headed with this thing? Ooh, $5 gas in this country would be so disastrous. Think of the food supply. I know I've already said this, but you connect the dots. It's not just so much about, geez, how can I avoid doing all these errands that are out of my way, forget any side trips, all that stuff. Just throw that out. What you will pay when you go to the grocery store is key, and for other goods that you get, because of what they're being charged to get them to their stores. That's the problem. I mean, that's part of the problem. Everything in the economy, that's where it all buckles. So, yes, you care about the oil. I don't care if you say I can ride a bike, I can carpool, I work from home. All that's great. That's good. But you're still going to end up paying just like the rest of us, because you're going to go to the grocery store at some point, unless you're getting ramen noodles. But even ramen noodles will probably go up. Or somebody wants to feed you and constantly you're getting free meals. That's when the bars get crowded. You know what the bars do? It's so clever. They practically offer free meals where they serve wings or queso and chips and a few other finger foods, and say that, you know, it's happy hour from 3 to 8 or something, because it's cheap for them to hand out the food, but they're selling you the drinks. Bet you happy hours get crowded. And people just go and eat there. Speaking of things going up, airfares are going up another $10. Southwest Airlines, for example, raised its round-trip fares by $10. Delta did the same thing, so everybody follows suit, because, you know, why be out there by yourself? American Airlines, JetBlue, United Airlines, it's going to be across the board. So $10 is $10, but then the baggage costs and all of that, you wrap it in into one, and it spells that your tickets are going to cost more if you're taking a trip somewhere. Plus, it's when you go to these websites and you search around, they click on something, oh, it's only $230. But then by the time you're done with all the other fees, oh, it's only $300 by the time you're done with all the add-ons. And unfortunately, it could be a very, same thing with the oil, could be a very rough summer for a lot of us, especially if you have any kind of travel plans where you drive or you have to take a plane, because you definitely will feel that pain. Absolutely, you're going to feel that pain. All right, one last one for you here on We Can Count. And sadly, it's not a lighter story, but it's one that we haven't talked about. It's worth mentioning. Just the sick things that people will do. Six people were arrested this week. They're accused of luring a boy to a Florida house. He was 15. They shot him a couple of times. They burned his body in a fire pit, and they put his remains into paint cans. It happened in central Florida. The city's name was one you might be familiar with, Ocala. And the two females in that group really just lured this guy to his death. Seth Jackson was his name. They beat him and did what I said, took out a .22, shot him, and he tried to get away, but he was tackled, and oh, just an awful thing. The good news is that they've caught these people, and I hope they nail them to the wall.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Over the budget, what's going on with our defense portion of what's being allocated? What's interesting is it's really changing a few things. For example, what's going on in Iraq, the drawdown there should lower the overall defense budget. That is, if there is a big drawdown, the 50,000 that are supposed to come back. Remember, that's kind of in flux now. There are some conversations about that. And the other thing is, besides what's going on in Iraq, what's been very tricky for the defense is, and again, their portion of the budget, the funding, is all this uncertainty that's been surrounding the money, the allocation of the money. You have people serving, you have a lot of people that just straight from paying people, then equipment, all that kind of stuff. So you think about it, and you're trying to plan. How'd you like to be the person who has to plan for the rest of the year? So 6 months, it's been like a Band-Aid, and you try to prepare for the worst, and then you have sort of a half-assed budget that gets passed. You got to figure out what you're going to do there. So the Pentagon's saying it hasn't been as efficient as it could have been because they fell off the mark. Ashton Carter, who's the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics, was speaking on Wednesday and talked about all of those things and threw in that taxpayers, yes, you and me, we want more for our money. We want more bang for our buck. If we're trimming these budgets, we want to see something happen that's efficient.
It was, in fact, in May of last year, damaging was the impact and always is the impact of a continuing resolution on the managers in the department. I've called it not just inefficiency, but anti-efficiency. Each and every program manager in the department has had to upset carefully calibrated plans, stop or slow activities only to restart them later, defer the commencement of important new programs, and so forth. And the result of this is not only delay, it's inefficiency. It's an uneconomical way to proceed in this herky-jerky fashion with all of our programs, procurements, and activities. So for the base budget, we have asked for an increase in fiscal year 12 relative to fiscal year 11. The overall defense budget, as you know, will go down in 12 relative to 11 because the overseas contingency operations portion of the budget will go down in association with the drawdown in Iraq. And so the overall defense budget, which was is about $671 billion, $690 in 11, including we asked for $708. We are asking for about $671, and that does not represent a decrease in the base budget, but it is a decrease in the overall defense budget because of the reduction in OCO spending. So we cannot, as Secretary Gates says, be exempt from efforts to bring the federal budget under control. As we assess how to accomplish the task the President has laid out, we will need to undertake a comprehensive review of the impact of budget reductions in fiscal year 13 and beyond on force structure and capability, and ultimately on choices about missions and America's role in the world. But at this point, two things are already absolutely clear to those of us charged with managing the defense enterprise. First, we're certainly not going to have the ever-increasing budgets of the post-9/11 decade.
All right, so you kind of get the gist there of what Carter is saying, and I thought it was pretty good because you could hear a little deeper in what he was talking about there, that we weren't going to see, he ended there, we weren't going to see the budgets, or we ended it there, we were going to see the budgets that we saw previous 9/11, no, of course not. But also where we're headed and how tough it is. The thing that he mentioned that I agree with, how tough it is to be efficient when you're all over the map, when you don't know, and when it's just a continuation. And it's interesting, specifically pointing out the drawdown in Iraq and how it would reduce the budget. Ooh, that's if there is a drawdown. There's been a lot of buzz over maybe that won't happen. Certainly it might not happen in 2014. It might not happen anytime in the very near future. And that's infuriated a lot of people. But that would change what's happening. That would change what's going on. It's interesting, too, because I thought about, when you think about Iraq, what are all of you thinking? Okay, we spent all those years in Iraq, still training, helping the police force, helping the military, all of that stuff. Let's call it a decade. A decade. What was the thing that we were going to get in exchange? Oil reparations. Have we seen any oil reparations? Have we gotten any money back from all the money that we spent in that country? Now, there's where we could make up some money. There's where you could throw money at the deficit. So, give it to us. We need that money. Write us the check, Al-Maliki. Come on, you can do it. Somebody come up with the money. I don't understand why we haven't gotten anything from the oil there. Or is it all hush-hush? It's always about the oil. And, you know, when you see the cartoons or you hear the jokes about it, it's pretty easy. Everybody knows that. Everybody realizes that. That's why it's so vital. Here we are a year after the BP spill and how horrible that was. I mean, who can forget the camera, the still camera where you just saw, I say still camera, but you saw the live camera and you saw the spill. It just kept coming out in the... And all of the worry of how to clog it up and what was going to happen, the blowout preventer, and how could this have happened, and blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. And now, a year later, there are still concerns in the Gulf Coast over what's happened. Are we going to know anytime soon? Are the tarballs up? Are people going to come back this summer? Because last summer was kind of half in, half out, not until really the tail end of the summer. I mean, nothing but really questions. And more importantly, the drilling. The moratorium's been lifted. Where's the drilling? And the big thing is, and we said this a ton of times, refineries. Where are the refineries? We haven't built a refinery in this country in how many years? That's a big chunk of what ails us. It's the refining process. People just think pure oil. But that's what part of it is. All right, veering in yet one quick other direction since we were talking about oil. I haven't gone off on the dollar very much lately, but we know for years now, really, it's like a printing press. Just print the money, don't worry, whatever. We'll catch up with it. We have no idea how much we're printing, and we're just throwing it out there. Unless you're a friend of Ben Bernanke's, then you think he's doing a great job and no worries. We certainly do know, and that's just a fallacy that we don't know. The dollar took a beating, I mean a beating on Wednesday, losing massive ground to all kinds of currencies, falling to its lowest level against the euro in 15 months. And that's really been the trend. The euro was trading at the beginning of the year at 133 against the dollar. Now, 145. 145. Can you imagine? Well, if you've been paying attention, I guess you can imagine. But I still say pretty shocking. One last thought here before we fly out of this hour. It was William Randolph Hearst, of all people, who said a politician will do anything to keep his job, even become a patriot.